Nitolim the Shabbos. Then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. V'yom Rav Yehuda bar Shelu, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechinin, V'u sheyesh teres kli aleyim. What type of a kli could you use for a cover only if it has a shame teres kli aleyim? It has to be a kli to be used. So Drashi, sheyesh ben beis achiza beis yad, hochig asinin. V'yom Rav Yehuda, V'u sheyesh teres kli aleyim. So Rashi learns Shakisui Royal Latashmas Atzmoy, that the cover for this barrel or whatever you want to cover it for, as it says, is any type of a kis, any type of cover for kelim, it's only like a kli. It's not muksa if it has a use for itself. A chutz from covering the kli, it could be used by itself. Rashi shakisu royu letashmas atzmayu. Then he told him b'shabbes. The main teres kli alav, but if the cover can't be used by itself, lo yamrina kisi kli hu kli. We don't say the fact that you can use this to cover the kli, the cover of a pot. If the only purpose it has is to cover the pot, it's not called a kli. It has to have some purpose by itself. V'dal say sida table migdol the torna the masbisin noitlin. We had before that the delis, the door of a chest, you're allowed to use on Shabbos. Either chura the door of the chest, what use do you have from a door? That chura is like a kisa kelim. It has no use by itself. So why do we say it's not muksa? Teres says yes. Yes, teres kli aleim. The door of the chest has a tashmish to it. The ruyim leishiv aleim. Eshin you can use as a chair. You can sit on top of it. But losas aleim is oinas lakotin. You could use it like for a table to feed kids on. Lakam leforash amai bina beis achizim. We'll soon see what do you have to have a hand look together for. Hayobu teres kli aleim. Since you're telling me now every single kist, every single cover has to have a shem kli on it, it has to have some use. By itself, so chur is called a kli because it has some use to it. What do I have to have two things? Some other use and a handle. What do I need a handle for? Alma kofal Rav Yechinon, midi leka teres kli alov loy metatlinon. You can't be metatlit. And the kasher is vokonom my teres kli alov iko. Now, how could he say this corner? How could he say this reed, this piece of wood? You're allowed to use as a bolt for a door to lock the door. The chur is a piece of wood. What tashmish does a piece of wood have by itself? His adminus is a stump, plain piece of wood. It has no use by itself. The only use he has for this tashlis, corner, is to use it to lock the door. That's doimah to a kisya kelim, that Rabbi Yechanan says that the kisya can't be used by itself, it's muksa. So how come here, Rabbi Yechanan said, you're allowed, he talked in, like a Shem Gamliel, you're allowed to use the bolt to lock the door with. What tashmas does the bolt have by itself? Emishun Rashi the Pesach and Elboy ain't the Teres Kli alov El Teres Binyan. Stam the fact that you use this bolt to lock the door with, that's not called the Kli. His Kalim is a pshat that has tashmish for the person. The person has some use for it, either spoons or chairs or tables or pillows, something that the person himself uses. But the lock of the door, you're not using it. It's mishtamish for Teres Binyan. It's like you're building now. You're making the house more secure. You have a lock for the house. That's Teres Binyan. That's not called the Kli. So that's the kasha. How could Rabbi Yechinon paskin? You're allowed to use a bolt to lock the door with on Shabbos. The chur of the bolt has a teres kli on it. Now the Gemara, the chitay ma'achinami, the ikat teres kli alav. I'll tell you, no, it has a shem kli. The drash of the chitay ma'achinami, the ikat teres kli alav. Shiror lahafach b'zaisim. I tell you, we're talking about such a stick. It's not a plain piece of stick. It's a special stick that you could use, like we had before, use the konam. When you make the olives, and you want to make sure that the roy to press to get the olives out of it, you mix around the olives to see if it's roy to press them yet. Or if maybe you could use the stick as a nut opener. So maybe it has a teres kli on it. That's why it's muta.
Is that the 20th time where we had the catcher inside
right,
the konam?
Right. Chitay machanam nika teres kli alov. But the more mi boy rishum, is that true? Well, mi boy rishum and omil teres kli alov, does he need it? We have tanya, we learned before. Charuya shodekum. We have these palm trees, the leaves of the palm tree, a lulav, comes off. She godwin l'shem etzim. Metchila on Thursday, you chop them off, I'm not to use it like wood for burning wood. So it's muksa l'chura to use it on Shabbos. V'nim l'chalei on l'yeshiva. Then on Friday, you change your mind, you want to use these lulavs. To sit on, is tarach l'likshar. Tanakam holds, to make it a smuksa, you have to do a maisa tying them up. If you tie them up, that's called a maisa, now it's not muksa, it's like a chair. You have Shimon Gamliel Leimer, ain't tarach l'likshar. No, you don't have to tie them up. So Yechiru Yeshiva, Shimon Gamliel holds, you don't have to tie up the lulavs, and still, you can sit on it. The chur is not called a teres kli though. What kind of kli is a lulav? a branch of the lulav is not called a kli. So how could you use it to sit on? It's not called a kli. It doesn't have any use by itself. So the Gemara of Yechanan, Sviru lei kavosei b'choda, o polagolei b'choda, atei enechnami. Rabbi Yechanan, pasal lege shum gamliel, negei etilchus muksa. What makes something ois muksa? But kavanah alone. Even though you don't tie up the lulavs, just having kavanah to use it, that makes it ois muksa. Just Rabbi Yechanan holds another svara though. That's to make it ois the haksor, that mitchila was oimit for something else. It was oimit first for burning. Now you want to use it for sitting down on, he's also masking. Just have machshava to use it for sitting down is enough. Rabbi Yechanan thinks with another svara. When can you make a stick or a kisi, a keli, into a kli? Only if it has a tashmish by itself. But if it has no tashmish for itself, it can't become a kli. In this punk, he thinks with Shimon Gamliel. He has from Yechanan and Sviru like Kavosi Bechoda, that Machshav alone takes off the Muksa, or Poligalei Bechoda. But Nageya, to give it a shame Kli, it has to have a use by itself, not just for sitting on it. Tomorrow, Dorash Rabbi Yitzchok, Navcho, Apischo, the Resh Glusa, Halacha Kriya Bleza. We pass like Al Mishla Kriya Bleza says, that when can you use the Pekaka Chloin, when can you put the stick back into the window? Only with two Tanoim. It has to be tied up and hanging in the air. It can't even reach the ground. Moser of Amram, or Midirayim Lamadnu, from the Gemara later, we learned the Maisa happened. From a Maisa, they said, we learned from you, Shep Pekekin, that on Shabbos, you allowed to put the stopper back into the window, stop up the window, or Moedidin, and you allowed to make these, allowed to count, you allowed to measure, that the Rashi Moedidin Mikvon, or Matlonius. If you want to measure the Dvar Mitzvah, you allowed to measure something on Shabbos. You can measure the Mikvah, see if it's still kosher, and you can measure your Tzitzit, see if it's still kosher on Shabbos. The Koshrim is Shabbos. When you let him make a kesher, mustama kesher is not shakayama, the dva mitzvah mutter. So, omalei abaya, my daitcha, what's your kashi asking me? Mishum diktoni stoma nagar hanigru. Because it says a stam mishta nagar hanigru. Mishum diktoni stoma. It says stam here poikakin. That's yes from the kasha. The moral letter says, mudireyam lomadno shapoikakin. Mash mustam, any type of kik it's mutter. That's why yes from the kasha. So he asked me, how could I pass like our Mishmach Rebelezon? Later it's a Stam Mishnah that says Poikakin. Mashma, any type of a wood you could use to stop off the hole, the ceiling, even though it's not tied down. Fredig Maranein, Nagra Nigra Nami Stamhi. The Mishnah later we had before by the Medina, that's Nagra Nigra, also it's a Stam Mishnah. And there the Mishnah says there's only Mutab Medina if it's tied down and hanging. So Churis Dirudika Stam Mishnah, so what's Yikasha? So the Mara, Filu Hachi Maisarav is Odif. Hey, since later, the Gemara there says, Medireim Lamadnu, hey, the Surah Maisa, that he put back a pekak in the window, he took a stick that was on the floor and put it into the window, that's a Maisa Rav, he's saying over, I saw him do it, that's a more Choshev Araya. Anytime the Gemara brings down a Maisa, Tanoim did like that, that's a Choshev to pass like that. Rashi Maisa Rav, Lemelef Minei, Techiv on this Samech Lemevet Uvdon, Lekula, since he was Samech on this Psak to do the Maisa Mamish, is Shemamin Alochi. From there, Yavarai, that's the locha. So that's why he didn't like his psak. Why do you pass like Rebbe Lezer now Mishnah that it's only mutter to put the window back in? If it's tied and hanging, there's a stam mice in the Gemara later that the Yunayig know that did the pekak even though it wasn't tied down. And locha, we take a pass like the Chomin that you're allowed to use this window to put back in, you're allowed to be moisif on a gag aroi, even though it's not tied down and not hanging. Right, the Mishnah. Kol kisei akelim sheyesh behem lehem beis achiza hitolim b'shabbos. If the cover of the pots have a handle, then you can use it on Shabbos. Mashmo doesn't have a handle, you can't use it. We'll see what kisei we're talking about. Rashi. Omer Reb Yosi. B'medva mamurim. When do I say I need a handle? B'kisei kakois. Only if you have a kisei, the covering to in the karka. Moshe, you have a chavis, a garbage can in the ground itself. So you have a cover there to the karka, then I say it's only mutter to put the cover back if it has the handle. Otherwise, it looks like binyan, it looks like you're being burned on Shabbos. Ava b'kisei akelim, you want to have the cover to a pot of stam akelim, stam mechub lekarka, ben kach to tolim b'Shabbos. Whether it has a handle or doesn't have a handle, about it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Trash b'kisei karka, to go in kisei bur, to cover to a ditch. Vedus, they have a kaboina. There it's a shayla on ground, is an isa binyan on Shabbos. Ilav the mucho beisachizit led lemishkal the aduri of it. If the cover has a handle, then it's mucho. We see claw. This is called a handle to a door that you're opening and closing. If that's not called binyan, like it's made to open and close. But if it wouldn't have a handle to it, then forget. When you put it back, it looks like you're closing up the ditch now. That would be an isa binyan. Amri Rav Yehuda bar Shelu, Amri Rav Asi, Amri Rav Yechanan, Vush Sheyesh Teres Kli Aleim, just like we had before. After we say the Kli, you could touch the Kisei, the cover of a Kli, only if it has a use by itself. That's what Rashi learns. Amri Rav Yechanan, Vush Sheyesh Teres Kli Aleim, Ti Kisei Na Lo Luchos L'Tash Mishdi Alma. When can you touch a cover of a Kli, only if you could use the cover by itself? Abu Kisei Kli Ler Mina Kli Yu. Stam the fact this is a cover to a pot, but has no other use, it's not called a kli. Vushiyesh teres kli aleim. So tomorrow, the kula yalma kisa kakois. Everybody holds that mamish when you want to put a cover on top of the ground. If it has a handle on the cover, then it's mucha milsa. Then it's oimid to open and close. It's mut. It's not mechlik binyan. Eloi, if you don't have a handle on it, loi. Everybody holds it's also. Kisa yakelim. I want to cover stam a regular kli. Everybody's maskin afa gav the einlem lemlem beis achizim. Even though it doesn't have a handle, it's also mutter. It's by a regular kli. There's no shalif and binyan about its mutter. Ki pligi where's the machlekas in the mishnah bekelim de chavrinu ba'arya. You had a regular kli and now you stuck it into the ground like an oven. You have an oven that you machabe, you attach it to the ground. Mas of a gazrinim. Once a since you machabe, you attach it to the ground now, it looks like you're being burned of a karkam. Therefore, it's only mut to take off the cover of the oven if it has a handle to it. But mas of a gazrinim, you don't make the gzera. Everybody knows it's still an oven. It's not mamish the ground. There's no shalaf or mechzik ribis. Rashi, the kula yama mishum duk me Rabbi Yechon b'sheish teres kli aleim itzvach lelameima techi pligi rabbanim bekelim dechavrino biarya. Where's the machlokes in the Mishnah? An oven that you mechaba to the ground. Pligi dielu kelim diyama stam a kliyafa gav less lukisuyim beis achizim. Even though it doesn't have a handle, metaltal techi von debiika teres kli aleim kaima. Mali ika besachiza, mali leka besachiza. As according to Rabbi Yechanan, the way Rashi learns, it's only mutter to touch a cover if the cover has a use by itself. So anyway, it's called a kli. So there's no sal to touch it. Binyan, there's no binyan bekelim. Elamayas muksa, it has a use to it. Elabekisa kelim amechabor lekarka. Where's the shalif if you're allowed to touch the cover? Only a cover that's something that's mechubit to the karka. Hagoyin tana vikarayim hu depligi. That's the machlokes. If you have an oven that's attached to the ground. Mishum the domila mixas the kisibor. It looks like the covering to the ground, but thus. The gazrin and honey, otto honey. But make it clear, if you put the cover back on the tanner, you come to put a cover back onto the pit, where there's nechze kibinyin. Right, lishnachrin, another lotion is, ki pligi with the machlokes, the kisui tanner. Mamish by kisa tanner. Ma madle le kisa karka, ma mable le kisa kelim. The Chorim, when they speak it out on the Mishnah Rechinah and Mechulik, just he speaks it out clearly. That where's the Machlaik? It's by Kisa Tanner. Now one says a Tanner is Daimah to Karka, and one says no, a Tanner is Daimah to Kelim. And maybe this Lishnah is be Machman saying you don't have to be Mechaber La'arya. You don't have to mamas like attach it to the ground. Just the fact that you have an oven, the oven is on top of the ground, that's also a Gzeri, even though maybe it's not attached to the ground. But since the oven is on top of the ground, it's also Mechzei, like you put the cover on top of the Tanner, it looks like you're putting the cover on top of the ground. So one says we make Gzeri, one holds we don't make the Gzeri. Hadron lecha kol kelim. Kuvcha vovim veis. Yeah, mefanin. The Mishnah. Mefanin afilo abo v'chomeish kupois shel teven v'shel tfuo mefnei ha'orchim. And this is the shayl of tircha of doing extra work on Shabbos. So mefanin means you want to empty out, clear out a mokum. You have this room that's full of barrels. And now you want to clear out this room, take all the barrels out of the room, kadeh to put orchim in there. You have guests, and you don't have enough room in your regular dining room table, so you want to use now the next room, and that room has full of barrels in there. Is mefanin, you're allowed to empty out on Shabbos al tircha, the shaila is. Afilu abol v'chomesh kupas, even four or five barrels, you could take out of the room. Shel tevin, even though it's full of tevin inside straw, v'shel tfuah, stam wheat, mefnei yorchim, or mefnei bitul beis medrash. These are the two reasons that's mut tfuah. First, it has to be a tzorch mitzvah. Orchim, the mitzvah is achnosas orchim. You have orchim coming into your house and you don't have enough room for them. So you're allowed to empty out the next room on Shabbos. Leibitul beis hamedrash. You want to give a shir, or people are coming to learn, and there's no room to learn on this table. So you're allowed to empty out the next room to make room to be able to learn. But you can't empty out the oitzer, the storehouse, the warehouse, all together you can't do. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Easter is. Does it mean you can't start emptying out an oitzer? An oitzer means a mokum where you're storing your storage place. Or else it means you can't finish it. We'll see in the Gemara. Trashim Lufanan Imtsarach Limkaimon Loishir Shem Orchim Lahose Besuda. You need plates for the Orchim to sit by the Suda. Or you tell me Dim Ladrasha. You want to give a Drasha, there's no room for that Tamidim to listen. Lechashim Lotircha the Shabbos. The Shalu is Aftircha. The Poshe Tircha is only Yosim Midrabonim. There's an Shant, the Ramban and Chumash is Mashmas Ksas the Raisa. The Pasuk says you should be Shavas on Shabbos. So Ramban learns the Mitzvah Esseh, Shvisa Shabbos, goes on not to do Tircha Yisrael. To do a lot of work, his mashma for the Ramban could even be Nisa Deraisa. Papasha, when the Gemara says the washing of Tircha, too much work, that's always awesome in the Rabbonim. If it's not that much work, but a little bit work, even though it's Hetadika work, but it's Mishrum Tircha in the Rabbonim, you shouldn't do it. Avoloy, yes, it's the first big Gemara. What the Easter is, to empty out the warehouse, what the Easter is. Right, the Mefanin true Matera. What now the shalu is, you have tfua, you have food in the barrels. You have to make sure now the barrels are not muksa. So what's in the barrels that you want to empty out? The finding truma Torah, even though in the barrels is truma, still you let empty it out. It's not muksa truma. Because I call upon a makain, it's let eat truma. Truma Torah. Oh, demai. Who are din demai? Demai means you buy tfua from an amoritz. And we have a suffix if they took off maestris or not. And the din is before you read it, you're supposed to take off truma, supposed to take off maestris. Here the chiddush is, even if you didn't take off maestris before Shabbos, still it's not called muksa. We'll see in the Gemara why. Demai also, if a barrel full of demai, you can empty it out from your room. Or Maisa Rishon Shenitta Trumasai. If you have Maisa Rishon, you gave the claim that the claim took off the Trumas Maisa, so Chur Pshit, it's Mutatit. Who did Maisa Sheni, the Hegdish Sheniftu? Even if in the barrels is Maisa Sheni or else regular Hegdish, but you appointed them. Once you appointed the Maisa Sheni, you can eat it wherever you want. So also, the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha Pshita. You're allowed to eat this Tvua, Savad, it's not Muksa. Savad, you're allowed to carry out the barrels out of the room. Vihar Turmis Hayovish. Turmus is a type of a vegetable or a fruit. That's only if it's dried out. If it's dried out, then it's edible. Mashpir, if it's lach, if it's still wet and ripe, then it's a very bitter fruit. That's not edible the way it is, then it'll be muksa. But if it's yavish, dried out already, then it's edible, then it's not muksa. Mifneishu maicholosim. The gears we have, the gears are laniyim. It's the maichol that laniyim, the poor people, eat this. So therefore, a koparim is called an oichol. Avolo yes a tevel. But if you have a barrel full of tevel, since it's also tea tevel on Shabbos, it's called muksa. If it's muksa, you have no heter to move out the barrels from the room. For lo yes maisa rishon shloi notu trumosai. If you have maisa rishon that the levi did not take off trumas maisa yet, so the levi is not allowed to eat it. It's like an issa tevel on this maisa. So also it's like muksa. You're not allowed to touch this tfu on Shabbos, so you can't take out the barrels. For lo yes maisa sheni vehegdish shloi niftu. If you weren't poidrich yet, and the chur is talking about you're not in Yerushalayim, or else take the shamos so you can't eat it. So since you can't eat this tefuah now, it's like it's muksa. You can't touch them on Shabbos. V'lo yes haluf. You can't touch luf either. Luf, Rashi says, is luf min kidneys, type of a bean. She'ein roye chai afilu behema. When it's raw, the way it is now on Shabbos, even a behema can't eat it. So it's not even called maichel behema. It's not roye teet raw. You can only eat it cooked, and on Shabbos you can't cook it. So it's muksa on Shabbos. V'lo yes haluf. V'lo yes hachardu. Who adin mustard seed also is muksa on Shabbos. If you have Shim Ben Gamliel Mate Beluf, he holds no, he holds with this type of a bean, this luf, it's mutter. Why? If Neishu Michael Irvin, because people give it to the birds, an Irvin of a raven will eat it. So since the ravens will eat it, it's called a Michael Behema. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlekes is between the Tanakam and the Shim Ben Gamliel. L'chur it's totally, if you have these birds, you don't have the birds. If you have Irvin, so l'chur it's a Michael Behema, so Shim Blaib Muksa, like you had das before Shabbos to use it to feed it to your birds. And if you don't have birds, so should live muksa. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Chavile kash. You have a bundle full of straw. V'chavile etzim, or a bundle full of wood. Etzim. V'chavile zardim. Zardim, Rashi says, is min kanim, the type of reeds, like bamboo, reeds, hain. Shem zardim kishem rakim b'yoch lemoysim. You chop it down, zardim, like rub it down, it's very soft, brittle, and you could eat it. Type of a reed that's edible. So zardin is awesome. Is in heskino lemaichel behema metal lenoisen. As you have bundles of the straw and bundles of eitzim and bundles of zardin, so if before Shabbos you were masking your heskino, means you had das, you prepared it to feed your animal with this, so it's not muksa. As you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos, so male it's called a davra muchin, is metal lenoisen. V'yimlave metal lenoisen. But if you didn't have das to use this chavile kash or chavile eitzim for your animals, so it by itself is muksa. Stam azoy straw is muksa on Shabbos. Stam etzim is muksa on Shabbos. But since it's muksa, you can't touch it on Shabbos. So kids, so the heter of the Mishnah is that Mishum Orchim and Mishum Bittel Beis HaMedrash, you have a heter to be matriach yourself on Shabbos to clean out the room. So to Gemara. Hashtichom Mishmafanin, Vibalt, the Mishnah says, Am Mafanin Afilu Abo Vichomish. You can clean out of the room even four or five barrels. So the question is, why does the Mishnah say four? Madach, Hashtichom Mishmafanin, Madach, you'll have to clean out five. Arbo mi boy? Avad, you could do four. Like Madach, you could do a bigger tircha, five. Avad, the four is mutter. Why does the Mishnah say a lotion of Abo Vichomish? What's the Abo doing? Omer Rav Chizda means like this. Arbo mechomish. It means four out of five. If in this room you only had five bundles or five barrels, you're only allowed to empty out four of the five. Because you're not allowed to empty out the room completely. Why? We'll see in the Gemara later. Dilma chazi gumis. Maybe you'll find holes on the floor. And while you're moving the barrels or while you're moving out, like up until now it was a warehouse. So you don't care if there are holes there or not. But now you want to empty it out. And you want to use it for a Beis HaMedrash or for Orchim. We're afraid if you empty it out completely, you start to smooth out the floor also. So you now let it empty it out completely. So if you had five barrels there, you can only take out four. And Ika the Army, some say Lashon is like this. It depends. Arba miyotze katan. It's not the same thing. If you had a small warehouse with a small amount of barrels, then you can only take out four. The Chomesh miyotze gadol. If you have a lot of barrels there, then they're amount to you five. Trash meets a godel. V'yemyesh harbei ein mefanen ela chomish. The chashim l'tircha. That's the pshat. That even if you have 10 or 20 barrels, you're not allowed to take out more than five. Five is the most. Because more than five is too much tircha, then we're not even mat yu mishum devar mitzvah. Not even mat yu mishum orchim and mishum bitu besamedush. That's what this man diyom holds. We'll soon see if he passes like this or not. So the Mariyetz, ma yabalo yesoitzer. What does the Mishnah mean though, Avaloya Soitzi? You can't touch the warehouse. But we're talking about cleaning out the warehouse. Why not? And the Gemara, it means, Shalayaschel Biyotze Tchila. It means that if you have a complete warehouse, that you didn't take out one barrel yet, you didn't start to use the warehouse, then you can't touch this warehouse at all. So the Pshat is, Umani Reb Yudhi, Yisle Muksa. What's the Yisra? The Svara is obliged to Muksa, Reb Yudhi Shita. What's the warehouse? We also means you had 20 barrels of wine that you don't need right now. So you put it away in the warehouse to stay there, not to use, until eventually come a time when you need it. So kol zaman, you didn't start using it yet, it's like muksa. You put it aside to stay for a warehouse to store it, but not to use it now. So libud Rabbi Yehuda, that's muksa. So the Chori want to say, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avoloye soitza means you can't start using, cleaning out a warehouse that you didn't start to take the barrels out yet. Because kol zaman, you didn't start to use it, the barrels blive muksa. So if it's muksa, there's no heter to move it. So the Moramani of Yehuda, the Islam Muksa. That's one shot. Rashi Trila, Im lo yischu boi l'estapek menu. If you didn't start to use the barrels from this warehouse yet, kvar, l'maicholoi, or l'maichol behemtoi, either for you to eat it or to feed your animals, it's my Muksa. He imkem hevelei Muksa, maslisim of Yehuda. Our Mishnah Tei goes according to Yehuda. According to Yehuda, it's live Muksa. That's one shot. Then this wouldn't be lalacha. Lalacha we hold like Reb Shimon. If Shimon knows ain muksa in a case like this, because here it wasn't really dachi bedayim, like you didn't do anything wrong to the tefua, you're just storing it. But really the tefua itself is edible. So we have lalacha kozman is edible. It's not muksa. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says not a pshat in the Mishnah. This will pass like this because we hold like Reb Shimon. Shmuel Amar nein arba v'chomesh k'diyamer yinshi. I'll tell you what it says, 4